Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
In nature, just connecting with the earth, connecting with nature, and you and that energy, it will, things will manifest faster because this walls hold energy in. It doesn't let it out into the universe.
It's all about the energy. So even your environment, like if you're looking around your room, and if it doesn't bring you absolutely intense joy, then it's draining your energy. Like it's not just people that can drain your energy; it's environments. Like literally, you go into the country, do not feel more energized. Like that's like I literally look outside my window, I see acres of rolling farmland and the harbour over in the distance. I can't live anywhere else because it's too intense for me, right? Like the energy's too ugh and dirty. Like I have to live. That's why I manifest so fast, because I'm really mindful of my energy, the people that I hang around, my surroundings. You know, I'm surrounded by dogs, and I hardly ever leave my house because the energy out there is a bit like blah. So yeah, definitely. You go outside and you build all the energies on top of each other. So you feed yourself beautiful, nourishing food and lots of water, and then you go into nature, and then you listen to beautiful affirmations or a beautiful song, and then you have, you know, then you hug a tree, and then you have sex in nature. Hell yes, you're going to be manifesting fast. Layer all of them on top of each other. Mm-hmm.
So the less drama, the less clutter in your mind.
Your grass in your booty, dirt up your nose. You know what I'm saying?
I'm I'm essential nature, so I will lose my back to nature. Hey, I'm made up of the same thing the dirt is made up of, so I'm good. If it gets a little, there's water. There might be a little stream right there. We'll clean off right there in that water too and get more energy from it. Who knows?
Look at you, already got it planned out. I'm just on board because he in for something.
He got to be open-minded. I'm telling you, very open-minded. Maybe he's going to do some tantra.
But like she said, men want to please you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I know it will happen.
They need your mindset to kind of be manic so that you don't focus or concentrate or catch the underlying things that people ignore. Spiritually, mentally, definitely, in the narrative on the news and the things that goes on behind the scenes, because it's almost like how drama can be used to keep you distracted. And if you stay distracted, then you ain't paying attention to the real shit that's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if people can see the real shit that's going on, though.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's so much in the way that there's, how can you, unless you tune into yourself and tune out of everything else, and then
that's hard to do.
That is hard to do. It takes some work.
It's so much pressure in the society for, you know, just to be distracted. Not to be like in one particular thing, but just to be not into what's good for you. I mean, people push that, but when it comes down to it, it's like a mirage.
Wow. Let's move right into the first topic, because I feel like it goes right in here, just about self-care, period. I was talking to someone today, and I asked them what was self-care to them. And I'm going to ask you, ladies, what is self-care? Do you need to have permission to have self-care? Because, like I say, I feel like the new year is one of those things that tells you, okay, focus on you for just these 18 days, and then we're going to keep it moving, you know? So, what do you guys feel about that self-care? absolutely necessary and you don't need permission to do it. So I think some of the questions just with that, because I guess it's depending on who you ask, it will probably show a very self-centered person. And self-care fits into that. So, I mean, you should absolutely, I don't know, I don't even know how to answer the question really, because I'm like, ask for permission.
Yeah, why do you need to ask for permission for self-care? That's ridiculous.
And who are you asking?
Who are you asking? You're supposed to care for yourself. Self-care is 100% in my eyes important, because if I'm not well and cared for, what kind of energy am I emitting to everybody else? You know, if I'm not okay, I know it starts within my household. I'm not going to give off that good energy. My children are not going to pick up on that. So now their energy is all fucked up because mine is, you know what I mean? It's like,
Exactly.
It starts with you. That's like with self-love, self-care. If you love yourself enough, you're going to care for yourself. You care with what you put in your body, your thoughts, everything. It all goes together, mind, body, and spirit. It's like,
what does it look like, though? I mean,
it's, it's different for everyone. I think that's what requires people to have permission, because people think that self-care is supposed to be in this one box of what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. This is self-care, but this isn't self-care. When self-care for one person could be sex or dating or going out, when self-care for somebody else could be relaxing at home, taking a bath, you know, enjoying some me time. And self-care for somebody else could be doing something else that is totally different from those two things. So it is more about being permission to be yourself and to do what you need. It's almost like love. Love for me may look different from what you consider love, but when you understand what's good for you, then you're able to honor that.
Right. Right. We talked about that. Well, me, I'm a person.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.